If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, or look for Catholic Audio Media, three words, on Spotify. And you might have to scroll a bit to find it, but we're there. So anyway, this is Monday, and you're going to hear my homily from, in this case, yesterday if you're listening to the podcast, and a week ago if you're listening to the radio show. And you'll hear what I'm talking about as to understanding who we are as people of faith. It's an important concept, an important teaching that we need to see. So this is what St. John talks about from our second reading, which comes from the first letter of John. I explain all that in the homily, and this is coming to us from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Let's switch over there now.
A long time ago, when I came back to the church, I came back to the church back in the, actually 1980. So this was around the early 80s, and we went to hear at a local church a man by the name of Charlie Osborne. I don't know if you ever heard the name, but Charlie Osborne was a lay Catholic evangelist. And this was back in a time where the term lay Catholic evangelist was extremely rare. And he was, I think, one of the first at the time. There had been others in the past, some of the saints, and of course there was Frank Sheed, but especially in the latter part of the 20th century, there were very few. And so when we went to hear Charlie Osborne, we're like, a lay Catholic evangelist. And one of the things he brought out was the words of another man who was also, he was a lay writer, Bert Gezi. And he taught something important, which is when you read the Bible, when you see the word you, assume it's written to you. So just very simply assume that. So when I read the Bible and see it says, you do this, then so, well, okay, I should do this, because that's what it says. So what does the second reading talk about? This is from the first letter of John. It's one of my favorite parts of the Bible because it was originally used as an instruction of how to live the faith, and it is a very simple, if A, then B, form of instruction. So what it says, as you can see, is you are children of God. Now notice the way that's written. It's not, if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, then you will be children of God. That's not what it says. Speaking to a Christian audience, St. John says, you are children of God. Period. That's what it says. And then it adds, what we shall be, we do not know. But we do know what we are right now. We are children of God. Now, what shall we be? We assume what children of God become. Be a good assumption there. What that is, we do not know. Interesting thing he says, but there will come a time, and you see this from St. Paul too, that we will be like God, and we will see God face to face. So I want you to think about that for a second. First of all, he doesn't say Jesus. That's an important distinction. He says God. Why that's an important distinction is simple. If I've told you my favorite heretic is Teilhard de Chardin. It's because a lot of stuff he got right and some of the stuff he didn't. And this is one of the things he didn't. He believed that Jesus was human race fully evolved. So when we encounter Jesus in heaven, we encounter the full evolution of the human being. But the problem with that, as you can see, that's a very human-focused idea, and there's no divinity there. We know Jesus is fully human, fully divine. But we also understand that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, and even though he and the Father are one, when we encounter God, we don't know exactly what that is in its fullness. We can see in the Old Testament those who have encountered God, but we always assume that that was in the form of Jesus. So Abraham, when he talked to God, just as it says, as he would you and I, and Adam and Eve. But there's an exception, and that's Moses. When Moses encountered God, first of all, he only encountered him partially, because when he encountered God, he had to wear a veil over his face afterwards, because the power of God manifested itself in his face. And so that was pretty powerful. So we know whatever Moses was, what we shall be is even greater than that. And that's what St. John is telling us. And again, that's written to you, meaning now, this is who you are. Well, it continues on and it says, well, the next question is, well, then how should we live now if we are children of God? And a term it uses is righteous. Be righteous. Okay. But in the original language, now I have to admit, I don't read Greek, haven't a clue, but I can make my way through Latin. And the early saints, St. Clement and St. Jerome, translated from Greek and Hebrew into Latin. So I can look back to say, well, what word did they use? And the word they used was justice. So what is justice? Justice is very simple, giving to another, or in this case, giving to God as well. So giving to another and giving to God what is owed to them, what you should give them. That's very simple. So what it says, we can act righteously, but that in our modern term, that means to do the right thing. That's important. But to act in justice is to do the right thing in such a way that you're giving to another what is properly owed to that person. So, and act in such a way, just as Jesus says, to treat others as you would want others to treat you. That's how we're supposed to live. That's how we're supposed to act. And you know, as children of God, we cannot do that if we're not rooted in the Father. If we're living justly, how do we act in everything we do? How do we act in everything, both in employment and in what we do every day, how we serve others? We do all that. And every aspect of ours, because that's what we're called to do. Why? Because we are children of God, and children of God act in justice.
Listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Well, you're listening to our program and you see that we are providing to all who are listening right now an opportunity to listen to the Word of God, not only at Mass, but also as you are listening to what we are giving to you through this program right now. And that's the point of our program. We're there to help people who cannot attend Mass to hear the Word of God or to hear a message of how to live our faith. And we're also there to help others get a boost of living their faith throughout the week. So just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs. We're called to spread His words and provide with God's grace for your needs so that you can spread the word to others. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you and you help bring it to others by the way you live your life. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And one way, if you'd like to contact us and talk about that, just contact us through St. Anthony Parish, ST for Saint. So stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. You can contact us and let me know that you want to be part of someone who is supporting this program. So consider that. stanthonyalston.org. You can also contact us through catholicaudiomedia.com. We have a phone number there, and we also have a way to contact us directly. So please consider that, and if you'd like to support this program. Well, we are here every single Monday through Friday, and we're bringing you this powerful message. And as I said, on Mondays, we listen to my homily, usually not. Some Mondays are an exception. But one of the things I love during this Easter season on Sundays is we're looking at this first letter of John. Now, one of the things I mentioned at another Mass was that Monsignor Jonas Abebe, actually I should say the late Monsignor Jonas Abebe, who was the founder of the Kansanova community from which I am a member, and also Father Adriano Zandana and others here. So Monsignor Jonas Abebe always taught that when you were beginning a Bible program, spend the first week of the program reading every day, so that's 7 days, the entire first letter of John, because it is such a great instruction. Now, you can go through the first letter of John in 20 minutes, but you can do that. And it's very powerful to be able to do that. So that's one of the things to think of, and that's what we're looking at, actually, in a sense, during Easter. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.